And we are here with you, Ed Raymer, Edwin Raymer, Edwin Lee Raymer Show. We're here with you on Sunday night. It's 8 o'clock. Glad to be with you. Connor's on the board. I have a special guest with me. Well, all my guests are special, I guess. Matt Fee.
Hey.
Chairman of the Rutherford County Democrat Party. How you doing, Ruff?
I'm doing really good.
Seemed like we were just together a couple days ago.
I don't know about that. I mean, a lot has happened in the however long ago that was.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a zebra on the loose yesterday. I don't know if you remember that.
Did the zebra get caught?
I think I saw something. It did get...
Do you know what they named the zebra?
What?
Ed the zebra. No, that's a fact.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I'm glad he said that because I had already forgotten.
Really?
The zebra was named Ed.
Why did they name it Ed?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know if I should take this personally or not. You learn something every day.
Well, maybe it's because of the horse on that old TV show, Mr. Ed.
All right, Wilbur. Okay, I'll tell you what. We're going to talk about Rutherford County Democrat Party, and Wayne Buckingham is going to be calling us. He's got a golf tournament coming up, and he wants to tell us about that. He was up here earlier with Miss Angela on her show on Simplicity. And for right now, Connor, if it's all right with you, we're going to kick this thing off if we can. But for right now, my name is Edwin Lee Raymer, and yes, I'm still a private investigator. Welcome aboard.
This is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show with your host, Ed Raymer, on your good neighbor station, News Radio WGNS.
And that is a little rock and roll for you to kick you off on a Sunday evening. We're glad to have you here at WGNS. Right here, I'm Ed Raymer for the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. And right here, coming to you live from the studios of WGNS, AM and FM, 1450 AM, 100.5, 101.9 FM, right here in the heart of the great volunteer state, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. You can reach us tonight at 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450. And if you have a question or a comment or whatever that you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want to come on live, you're a little too high, too shy, send it to us in the form of a text. Connor will be glad to read it to us over there. You give it to me or Matt, we'll be glad to read it and answer your question or comment on your comment, if so. And how to reach us, of course, the good old-fashioned radio, 1450 AM, 100.5, or on 1.9 FM. If you're in your car, in your automobile, you can watch us live. We're live right now on YouTube. We're live on Facebook Live. You can visit our YouTube, Edwin Lee Raymer Show. Pull it up. News Radio WGNS, a number of different ways. My wife listens on Alexa. Didn't you say you listen through the week on Spotify?
I listen on Spotify a lot of times, yes.
Right. And there's a number of different ways, however you get your podcast. And then, of course, with, WGNSradio.com. And that's the station's website. You can go to that and check with us. We're here every Sunday night, thank goodness, at 8 o'clock. Haven't been for coming up on about 13 years. And, we're into our 13th year. Well, wait a minute. In July, the first week of July, I'll be going into my 14th year. That's hard to believe. And you can also download the WGNS app and take WGNS with you. listen whenever you want, whenever you please. And check out, especially on Sunday at 6 o'clock, Simplicity with Angela Bingham. And her and Angie Marie are just doing a fine job there. They were here earlier. Always got good guests. And, you know, just fine people. Great guests, good folks. And we're always glad to be affiliated with them. And I'm, you know, get a big kick out of them so much every week seeing them. And, yes, we do trade a few jabs back and forth. And like I said, my guest tonight is Matt Fee. Matt, how are you doing? Your wife, Tiffany, is no doubt with the, she's been with us before.
Yep.
The Library Alliance, Rutherford County Library Alliance, I believe.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And we've got, you know, we have the Public Library Board meeting that's coming up tomorrow afternoon at 5 p.m. at Murfreesboro City Council.
Okay.
I don't know if everyone remembers this or not, but back in March, you know, they passed I don't even know if you want to call it a resolution, a policy, or whatever, but basically they voted to ban any book that has any mention of, like, transgender or anything like that in the book. It's super vague. Even during that meeting back in March, they said that it violated numerous library policies during that meeting, and it's going
Which
to
ones?
Be...
What's did
that?
Did they say which one?
They mentioned them, but I don't know them all off the top of my head. They said
They
literally said it violates this policy, this policy, this policy, this policy, this policy. And,
yeah,
you know, I'm not good enough to remember all of those things right here, right now.
Right.
Yeah, but at the but it came up again at the last meeting, and they wanted to more or less reconsider what they did in March at the last meeting, which I think was in April. I want to say, I don't think they had a meeting in May.
Right.
So they're having this meeting tomorrow at Murfreesboro City Council, and that is an item on the agenda is to basically discuss it again. And, you know, part of what I think could be a reason for them to overturn what they did before, I mean, who knows, maybe there's talk of another lawsuit, you know, because our Rutherford County School Board has already been sued by the ACLU.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if there's already been talk with the public library as well.
I don't doubt it. Yeah.
And, you know, I just got to say, even though, you know, a library board shouldn't be controversial.
No.
I mean, this should be the most mundane, ridiculously boring governing bodies, right?
Always was.
But here we are. Yeah. This is what we're doing in Rutherford County. And just so everyone knows, you know, that board, they are appointed by elected officials here in Rutherford County.
Right.
They're appointed by Rutherford County government, Murfreesboro City government, Smyrna City government, and Eagleville.
Right.
Laverne has its own library system, so they're not included.
Sure.
But, you know, when it comes to appointments to all of these little boards, you know, I've actually started encouraging people, hey, apply for, if there's a board opening, I mean, we need to have people representing, you know, different perspectives.
Sure.
On all of these little boards like this, right? And there's openings coming up on the library board, both from the Rutherford County government and the Murfreesboro City Council appointments. I think there's three-ish. I think two of them are with the county, one with Murfreesboro, but don't quote me on that. I could be wrong. I might have them backwards. But, you know, those are very important things that, you know, people can sign up for and apply for.
Good point. Good point. Because, you know, a lot of work gets done at those boards.
Yeah.
That we never... Guys like me never take into consideration. It's not that you're shunning everybody. You just don't.
Yeah.
I mean,
the work that these boards do, it should be, it's not partisan, right? I mean.
Right, yeah.
You know, I think there's
most of the boards are not. They're not partisan. They're not supposed to be, and then they're not, really.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a tennis committee for Murfreesboro City. I mean, this is crazy, right? So, I mean, you know, politics, that shouldn't have any part in any of these boards, but here we are, right? A library board has been made so political because of appointments that have been made by our local government.
Mm-hmm.
and okay. it's been totally politicized. So yeah, so they are I don't even know what you want to call what they're going to do tomorrow. But I think it's very important people show up, wear purple, and, you know, let the library board know that we want them to overturn that ruling that they had back in March.
And I know many of you, I know your wife and many of our friends have, the Lamberts have, Frank and Carrie Lambert have been there, many others. Judy Whitehill, Judy's been on with me a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
You know, glad to have her on. I mean, speaking, you know, when did the librarian become such an integral part? I mean, the bottom line is, like you said, the librarian was always an integral part at school.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I was telling Judy, you know, we used to go to the library, and I don't know if you all did or not. Now, you're much younger than me. But we'd go to the library to read the newspaper.
Yeah.
Newspapers were brought in. We had Louisville Courier Journal. We had Madisonville Messenger. That was really about it. We were in just a small neck of the woods in Hopkins County, Kentucky. And maybe another, you know, just to give kids an idea. You know, the world is out there. Now, I don't know, today newspapers are shrinking, unfortunately. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like sitting and reading the newspaper.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't think anyone is going to a library to make a complaint about the Daily News Journal being in the library.
Right.
Yeah. It's always about books, right?
Right.
And, you know, my perspective and what RCLA has always said is that we're not trying to push any type of book. What we always have advocated for is that the librarian knows what's best to be on the shelf in the library, because they know what their community needs. And for a vocal minority group of people who are just loud about hating certain, you know, books, they should not get to dictate what is or is not on a library shelf. And that is why librarians, it's what they do. They went to school. They have master's degrees in this stuff.
That's exactly right.
I can't tell a librarian what should and should be on the shelf.
And that's what I was getting at a while ago. When push came to shove, when I was in school, well, I don't know, why don't you go to the library and check with them and see about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, sometimes even your teacher in a particular subject was not that informed. Say, you know, why don't you go to the library and talk to the librarian and see if they can direct you in which way to go on this.
Yeah.
Always was that way. And like you say, for a bunch of people that are, well, they're like me, they're just loud, okay?
Yeah.
They're just loud, okay? Yeah. You know, I'm not saying anything, I'm just loud, you know. And I think one guy said, with Ed, you know, bless his heart, first you'll probably hear him before you see him. But and that's okay. I mean, I know it. I understand. I'll tell you what we're going to do. Connor, if we can. Matt Fee is here with us. We're going to go to our first little series of breaks here. And Matt's going to be with us. And Wayne Buckingham is going to be giving us a call. We've got a charity thing coming up for our kids here in Rutherford County, kids in Bedford County. And stay with us. We'll be back right after this. This is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. Catch you on the other side of these breaks. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry, if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullis Jewelers, 352 West Northfield Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag number run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Back, Ed Raymer with you with the Evan Lee Raymer Show. Matt Fee is here. Matt, we had a good get together, I thought, Thursday night.
Yeah, that was good. Pretty awesome. You know, we had that town hall that was hosted by Murfreesboro Indivisible.
Right. Did a great job.
It was fantastic.
It was.
You know, we had Victoria Broderick was there. She was the Democratic candidate for Congressional District 4. In 2024, and as well, Scott Desjardins was invited.
Yes, he was.
And I know it may come as a shock to everyone in Middle Tennessee. He didn't show up. He didn't respond. Yeah. He didn't say, "No, I'm not coming." Right? There was just crickets. Yeah. Right. However, there was a cardboard cutout of Scott Desjardins present. I actually think that counts as him being there, because I think that's about all he's really good for, is to just be present and vote yes on whatever Republican stupid bill comes up.
Right.
But also there was actually a Republican there.
There was.
His name is Tom Davis.
Good fella.
Yeah. And you know what? Yeah. Look.
My hat's off to him.
I don't agree with anything that dude said.
Right.
But I have to give him credit.
Yes.
He showed up. He showed up. You know, I mean, I know we've probably all seen, you know, videos online and things like that about town halls for, you know, Republican, you know, Congress people here lately,
right,
where, you know, they can get a bit rowdy. And he did get heckled a little bit. But I don't think it was too bad. Right.
Yeah,
it wasn't
too bad.
He did actually ask for some interaction at one point on one of those questions.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But yeah, I just got to say, you know, hats off to him for showing up. But I feel like Victoria did a really great job at definitely showing the difference between, you know, the policies that are supported by Republicans at the federal level.
Right.
And, you know, what Democrats want to do. I mean, Mr. Davis was all for the tariffs. He is all, well, I don't want to say he was not necessarily in favor of the big, beautiful bill, right? Because
right.
it adds trillions of dollars to the deficit. But, you know, he's definitely, you know, pro tax cut, whatever. You know, if anything, he just wanted more cuts in spending, which means more cuts to Medicaid and more cuts to SNAP benefits.
Well, plus the bill itself, a lot of people have missed the fact that it gives Trump full power over many judges, where he can just take their verdict and set aside. that's tucked away in the bill, and I forget, I posted on Facebook what it is.
Yeah, I think I saw something about that. Maybe it had to have something about, there had to be a bond or something like that. But basically, you know, I mean, look, whether something is in a bill or not, I mean, how many, you know, how many judges' rulings is he just ignoring anyways already?
I know, mean, yeah. For real. But this one was rather scary because it would give him absolute power over certain judges. Hmm. And I don't think any president, I never understood, I never would want that myself, but
right.
That's not what this country's all about.
Yeah.
But Kelly Northcutt did a good job moderating. She
yeah,
kept
she sure
things
did.
Going.
She
and
sure
kept,
did.
Did a wonderful job and kept things on track, you
yeah.
know. And
yeah.
Did just a fine job. I thought it was a very good experience.
It was a really good, you know? A really, really good event.
And I do appreciate Tom showing up.
Yeah, and nice I mean, the room was packed. I mean,
it was, yeah.
There, we had,
we literally
I,
had
I don't know
standing.
If you knew this or not, mm-hmm. Ed, but they actually had an overflow room downstairs with, mm-hmm. You know, I don't know how many people were down there, but.
I saw it when I came in, and some people actually had a chair setting between a bunch of other people, you know, a lot of couples were there.
Yeah.
And they said, you know, they offered me a seat because
okay.
most people were there. My wife doesn't get into events like that. She stays at home, and
yeah.
That's
but,
fine.
But I
you
feel
know.
Like, you know, we don't get enough of that. You know, even though the representative Desjarlais was not there, we do not get enough of that type of... I maybe interaction is the right word.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, even with local leaders,
sure.
right?
I know.
I have to give my county commissioner some credit, Jonathan Beverly. He has a forum twice a year.
Right.
And I appreciate that. I don't know of many commissioners doing anything else like that around the county.
Right.
Right. If there's any others, I'm not aware of them. There might be one other during the year. Right. And I feel like
that's a good point,
I feel
man.
Like we're really missing accessibility. Right. I mean, I know that you can send an email to people all the time, but
sure.
I feel like that like town hall type thing is very valuable. Right. And you know, it's even true with like our state representatives. You know, I don't think that they necessarily have town halls during the legislative session. I know that they go to the Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce on
right.
Friday mornings.
Yeah.
Right. Friday
yeah.
morning at 8 o'clock.
Everybody
Are
else.
You serious?
Everybody else.
Who
is
can
their
go
job?
To this?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
sure.
I have to take time off from work to go and ask
sure.
them a question at an event like that. And I did. I have multiple times.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, you know, I don't know. I just feel like there just is not enough accessibility. I mean, here's the thing, right? You know, I don't feel like Republicans in Rutherford County, all the way up to Scott Desjarlais, feel that it's necessary that they even have to do that, right?
They
barely.
They
I mean,
don't.
They barely campaign.
They really don't.
Right?
No, they don't campaign.
You know, they said no. Scott Desjarlais, at the town hall, they said Scott no. Desjarlais had not had a town hall in over 12 years. His last one was in 2013. I think I got that right. But, I mean, that's like, it was like 2,000 days.
When his office was downtown, I went there one afternoon. We have a call. Okay. Caller will be with you in just a minute. But, and there's a law firm in Parkinson Santel next door, across the way from where Desjarlais, state offices is.
Uh-huh. Yeah, his office is now over by the fountains.
The fountains, you yeah. know. And but we went there, and we had to have the wife and I had to have something notarized, in which I'm a notary, but I can't notarize my own any of my family's mm-hmm. stuff either. And we had a document, both of us. We both had to have notarized. So I went by the law firm there, some friends there, to do it for me. And I said, we're going to walk in here. I said, on the other side of this is Desjarlais' office. And we'll bet you $5 there's nobody there. And sure enough, as always, this was the fourth or fifth time mm-hmm. I had been there. Check the door. It's locked. The lights are on. Not a sign. Back in 5 minutes. Going to lunch. None of that. There's nobody there. There's never anyone there.
Mm.
So, you know.
I mean, I've never gone up to the door to see if anybody's there. I think
no, they're not. You don't
I think I've heard of some people have had some success in getting at least like someone in the office that works there to answer the door or something.
No, I have. I never. No one was ever there when went there.
Okay.
Never. I got a call on the line. Caller, please go ahead. It's Ed. Go ahead.
Mr. Raymer, hey, how y'all doing? Oh,
hello. Doing fine, Jeff. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I just want to say I'm with Matt. I tell you what, the turnout was. I was really impressed with the turnout Thursday night down hall. I didn't think there'd be that many people. I was upstairs and noticed the downstairs, the overflow room there was filled too. It was really impressive.
It was pretty good. Yeah.
It was real impressive to see people that are engaged and wanting to know what's going on and that type of thing. And I'll say, both candidates were there. I do appreciate the guy coming, the Republican guy coming
yep.
down.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Davis, Tom Davis, yeah.
Somebody said it was short notice. I appreciate him coming from Inver. He's prone to come down and do something like that. Normally they wouldn't show up, but Desjardins Way pretty much stays down in Marion County and South Pitt and that kind of thing. I see him on Facebook. They have a every year South Pittsburgh has a National Cornbread Festival.
Yeah,
and they have like a little run thing they do, and he was in it.
He shows up for cornbread, but not for town halls. Cornbread. Is that right?
Yeah. Right.
I don't know why he does, and I know Greg is in Grundy County. I've got some family lives in Grundy County, and he stays down there too. He's down there a lot, quite a bit for all that kind of stuff. But I can tell you the joke about Grundy County, but we won't go there. We'll leave that to another time.
Okay.
Like I said, I was just really impressed with the people that showed up, and like I said, I think people were engaged. I think some people are, I think, mad of what nationally, and really maybe not really statewide, but nationally what's going on, I think.
Well, I mean, I totally understand it too, right? I mean, just look at what happens like every single day with the news coming out of Washington, D.C., right?
Oh, yeah,
and,
I agree.
And I feel like, you know, there's a lot of pent-up energy.
Yeah.
Especially, especially around here in Rutherford County, because you know, I mean, look, our representative is MIA,
sure,
right? Yeah. And our representatives from Rutherford County and Nashville are, I mean, look, you think what Trump does is bad? Just look what our state legislature does on a year-by-year basis.
Sure,
yeah.
I mean, it's terrible.
Look.
Yeah, I mean, local representative Tim Rudd wrote an op-ed in the Knoxville News Sentinel, maybe a week or two ago. And basically, I mean, he's trumpeting, right? He says,
what's he writing in the Knoxville paper?
I don't know. I don't know why it's in the Knoxville. But basically, yeah, it's all Gannett or whatever. But basically, his point was he was talking about how Donald Trump is trying to make America like Tennessee, right? And I mean, I don't know about you, but I mean, Tennessee is near the bottom in per pupil funding for public schools. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tennessee ranks 46th in life expectancy. And you know what? That has gone down by 3 years since 2014. It used to be like 75. Now it's 72. So think about that. I mean,
wow.
That means Republican policies that have been put in place since they became the majority party here in this state. To me, right? I used to be a warehouse manager, right?
Right.
I need to know KPIs. What are our key performance indicators? If people are dying earlier now than they were 10 years ago, then what we're doing is not the right thing. And I sure as heck don't want those policies implemented at a federal level that are literally killing people in the state of Tennessee.
I had no idea that was a fact.
Yeah, I think what he was talking about was, you know, that Tennessee is one of the best fiscally run states in the.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, fiscal is one thing, but if, you know.
That's what he was talking about.
I totally agree, right? And I mean, they say that all the time. Governor Lee says that too.
That's all they talk about because they're underfunding.
Tennessee is good for business, but it is crap for workers.
Well, but here's the thing, guys. Here's the thing, and Jeff, I think you know, you and I have talked about this. They underfund everything.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well,
you're gonna have an excess. You're gonna have a slush fund if you underfund everything.
They've got a rainy day fund for they give $100,000 every Tennessean.
I wish they'd give me mine.
Yeah, I mean, that rainy day fund has been sitting there forever, but I mean, I think I saw Noah's Ark on Broad Street today.
Yeah, that rainy day is here. Yeah. You know.
I mean, I saw that zebra. I don't know. Zebra might need some funding. He might need some funding to get through. He might need going off the woods. He might need some funding. So I don't know, but all that they thought about that for years. And you're supposed to use it when you're in bad times. I mean, I'm not saying we're in bad times in Tennessee, but there's going to be this summer when Bridgestone closes and Nissan's already talked about plants. They're going down to 10 plants. And I was talking to some friends of mine the other day, and they said, well, people think Nissan might not close. He said, well, you just think again, you know.
Yeah.
They might, their plants are getting old, too.
I mean, the
years old, whatever it is.
Like, the thing about Nissan, too, though, is that, like, they would be tremendously impacted by tariff policies, right?
Sure.
And I mean, we all saw the news stories this week, right? Taco.
It's a fact.
Trump always chickens out. How can any business plan? How can any business plan for? Now,
I know. I laugh, and it's not funny.
It's not funny. It's,
yeah, because
it's ridiculous.
Well, I'm on. Now I'm off. Now I'm on. Now I'm off. I mean,
yeah. He calls it negotiations.
Know.
I call it just not knowing what the hell you're doing.
No, he doesn't know what he's doing.
Bang with this guy. You know what he said about tariffs, right? You know what Trump said about the word tariff?
What?
What about it?
He said tariffs are the greatest word in the dictionary. Better than love.
I didn't know he ever looked at a dictionary.
He I don't know, but he said it's better than the word. If he can spell love, which I doubt he can do it.
I can. It's L-U-V. Jeff,
like I say, you talk about, and now they're wanting to. Now I'm sure y'all know about this. That Blackburn and all them, of course, that Ogles is wanting to investigate. You know, O'Connell in Nashville, all that ICE stuff going on.
No.
Investigate all that mess, you know, all that stuff. I mean, when we can go there. I mean Melania, she's an immigrant. Before he married her, she's an immigrant too. So you talk about deporting somebody. Melania, we get her deported real fast.
Well, his first wife, Ivanka, Ivana was an immigrant as well.
You're not cutter yet. We'll put her in the cutter somewhere. You'll be all right.
Jeff.
First lady. Hey, y'all have a good one, guys. Enjoy y'all's show. And Matt, keep up a good fight. So I appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate your call. We've got another caller on the line. I believe I know who this is. Hello, caller. Are you there? Wayne, you there?
Hey, this is how you doing, Mr. Ed. How you doing today?
Doing good. I thought I got you run out of here. You's out in the parking lot. Are you coming back?
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I come back and talk to you for a little bit.
What's going on with you? Tell these people about what's going on.
Man, we got next week. We got a big week coming up here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. WAB Sports and myself and Dwight Stone, former MTSU great, played for Pittsburgh Steelers.
Right.
We got a great weekend coming up, June the 7th, 8th, and 9th. It's a three-day event. That Saturday, we'll be giving out school supplies and book bags to all the kids in Middle Tennessee. Me and Dwight with a lot of his former NFL guys, a lot of my NBA guys over at the Fish House over there at the Fish House in Murfreesboro right around.
All right, the Fish House. Good food.
Yeah, 1626 Middle Tennessee Boulevard.
Right.
And,
yeah.
So that'll be Saturday. We'll be starting at 4 o'clock on Saturday for that. So, and we will be going out after that, delivering them to Shelbyville, Manchester, and local areas and stuff on that.
Right.
Then Sunday, we are kicking off Sunday for our at 1 o'clock over at the warehouse. We're gonna be hosting a celebrity bingo. My wife is putting that on at the warehouse. To help raise money for our event. There's going to be a lot of NFL guys over here from starting at 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock on Sunday. Then Sunday at 5 to 10, we'll be back at the Fish House for the meet and greet, autograph signing with the players and everybody that's coming to town. Then kicking off Monday, man. Monday morning is the big event. It's the golf event at Old Fort Golf Course. Monday at Old Fort, registration starts at 7. Going shotgun start at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
We got a few teams. We got a few spots left open. And hopefully if you got some guys out there that play golf that don't have a team, that individuals, probably
okay.
About 25 more people to sign up.
All right.
If they can go online to wabsports.com and go down to events to the Murfreesboro weekend, or they can call the hotline. We have a hotline. They can call in 331-472-9828 and call in and tell the young lady that you want to come and play some golf and hang out with these guys for the weekend. But it's a fun 3 days. It only costs you $150 per person to play and be a part of this thing for the weekend.
331-472-9828. 9828. I'm writing this down, so I'll announce it more as we go forward here.
If they got any questions, you know, it's Wayne Buckingham, Dwight Stone. We got Hinesworth coming from play the Tennessee Titans. Man, we got a lot of Dale Davis, Joe Smith, number one draft pick coming in from Indiana, the Lakers. And then one thing I'm going to say this, man, these guys, pretty much 80% of these guys is from out of state that's coming to Murfreesboro.
Right, sure.
To get back to our kids.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm always asking people, say, hey, come out and welcome these guys to come down here and take out of their busy schedule to touch one of our kids. You never know. So I'm always, you know, always trying to let people know, hey, 80% of these guys is from out of town, California, Georgia, Alabama, Auburn, and they're coming to our small, beautiful town, Murfreesboro, to give back to our kids in our community.
How many years have you been doing this, Wayne? Y'all been at this a while now.
Yeah, 2005, me and Dwight hooked back up. I was doing it before then when I was in Clemson and living in Atlanta, but when I moved back to Tennessee, I retired from playing ball in 2005, and me and Dwight came together, some other football players, and so I guess probably about 16 years, 16, 17, around that. About 16 years.
Okay.
It's been a while. And we have been all over, it's just not Murfreesboro, we have been all over Middle Tennessee. We started here in a little small country town called Bell Buckle.
Right.
At Webb School and Watt Trace Gym. And then we kind of outgrew that and went to Shelbyville. And we went to Tullahoma, we went to Winchester. And we end up, everybody say, hey, Buck, you need to come on back down to Murfreesboro and be a neutral place. So we've been in Murfreesboro for the last 6 years.
Right.
And it's done kicked off, man. It's just trying to just touch one, save one. That's our motto.
Okay.
And it's for young ladies and young men, you know, first grade all the way up to sixth grade. We do older kids and stuff, but it's just giving back and letting these young guys, even let some parents, have opportunity to meet some of these guys they've seen play on TV.
Sure.
And a lot of parents, sure, they be happy because they get to, it's not just you coming to play golf and just see them at the golf course. You get to spend 2 days with these guys, 3 days,
oh, yeah,
really.
Sure. And as I understand, you're going to have one of our local people, one of our local city councilmen, Kurt Wade's going to be on the team.
Yeah, Kurt Ware, he's got a team. I'm trying to get him to do about two or three teams.
Well, he's going to cheat. He'll win it. He's going to cheat.
I heard he was stacking his team, though. I heard he was stacking his team. So,
I've told you what, he's going to cheat. Yeah, it's all. He's not that good. You know.
He's not that good.
That's what I hear. Though. I don't know. I'm not any good at it.
Hey, it might be a Duke and Kentucky game. I don't know.
Oh, man, I figured you'd have to throw that in there. Okay. All right, Connor, let's get rid of this caller. Thank you, Wayne. Wayne Buckingham, thank you so much. You've been at this a long time.
I appreciate you, Mr. Ed.
No,
thank
I appreciate you
so very much for having me on the show.
No, good luck to you, and stay with it, my friend, and please stay in touch, okay?
Okay, thank you. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Wayne Buckingham, and check it out, and you can call his golf tournament, the hotline at 331-472-9828. That's 331-472-9828. Matt Fee is with us. Stay with us. We're going to go to our last little series of breaks here and be right back with you. Stay with us. Thanks. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag number run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow,
give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And we are back, and Connor, thank you for working on the board tonight. Matt, thank you for doing this. I appreciate you.
Hey, no problem. I should probably get over here more often now, I guess.
Thank you to Wayne Buckingham for calling in. His golf tournament hotline, if you're interested in being in that, and he's doing some, this is 15, 16 years this man's been doing this. Hotline is 331-472-9828.
331-472-9828. Matt is the chairman of Democrat Rutherford County Democrat Party. And by the way, folks, this is for all of Rutherford County and some of our smaller towns all around, Laverne, Eagleville, Smyrna.
Everyone in Rutherford County is a Rutherford County person.
Rutherford County person. So I'm going to let you talk us out. Tell us where you want to go with this and the things that are coming up, things that are hot right now.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And you know what? I feel like, you know, a lot of what we just talked about a few minutes ago, right before the break, you know, about... I mean, honestly, just like craziness from Tennessee Republicans, right?
Right.
It just makes it even more evident and clear why we need a strong Democratic Party here in Rutherford County.
Exactly.
So we just went through reorganization back in April. You know, we're still kind of I don't want to say, you know, reorganizing. Well, literally, we did that, but you know, our committee work is getting going, you know, so we have a lot of important work to do there, you know, and we're setting up our plans for the next 2 years. And I mean, for me as chair of the Rutherford County Democratic Party, I want an extreme focus on the August 2026 elections, right? And that is our local Rutherford County government elections, Murfreesboro city elections, Smyrna, Laverne, and Eagleville, I think, too. They're all their municipal elections are in November.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Right. So we have got a lot of work to do in order to do that. You know, that is county school board. Look, last time I was here, I told you the county school board is the most dysfunctional group in local government today. Right. So there's three seats open.
Well, they're all Republican.
There.
I mean, it's just that simple.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it.
So, you know, some of the things that we really have to do. Right. At the end of the day, what we need to do as a Democratic Party is get Democrats elected.
Right.
Right. So, you know, there are I don't know how I would call this, but like there's three things I'm focusing on right now for the party. Right. We're getting our organizational structure set up. We're getting our fundraising tightened up. Mm-hmm. And most importantly, we need to recruit candidates for these offices. And not even that, right? I think I told you, Ed, before we came in here into the studio, right? It's not just about having candidates to run in these elections. We need volunteers to work for them, too,
exactly.
Right? You know, people who can phone bank, knock doors, or, you know, actually, I mean, there's even fun stuff, too. Cutting turf and doing field work. That's actually kind of fun. I rather enjoy doing that. But, you know, those are the kind of things that we need to do. So, I mean... I'll put it out there, right? We are looking to have our first candidate recruitment event later this month in June, probably up in the Laverne, Smyrna area. I don't have a date. I don't have a location yet.
It's okay.
But that's what we're working on. But even if, you know, so pay attention, watch us on social media, watch, you know, sign up for our email blasts. You can get a lot of information from us from that. But really, I mean, if anyone is interested in being a candidate or if you're not even sure you want to be a candidate and you're interested in, you know, working on campaigns, email me. Look, send me an email, right? matt@rcdp.org, matt@rcdp.org, right? Send me an email. Say, hey, look, I don't know if I want to run for anything. What's open? I mean, heck, we can set up. And go talk, you know, I'll meet people for coffee even.
Sure.
Right? I mean,
sure.
You know, there is so much work that needs to be done right here in Rutherford County. And
there is, and people need to be reminded, there is a two-party system.
Yeah, there is a two-party system.
It's not just, you know, Republican.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes
there is a two-party system.
Sometimes it feels like it's hard to tell, you know, looking at things here in Rutherford County and in Tennessee in general. But, I mean, you know, there are two parties. You know, us as Democrats, we need to start winning more. And I feel like if we can target some races here locally in Rutherford County, we can start to chip away at things here in Rutherford County. So that's kind of, you know, the big thing that we've got going on right now. We also have a couple of other events coming up real soon. As you know, the month of June is Pride Month. We're going to be tabling at Ruco Pride on June 21st. Funny enough, though, there we also have Juneteenth event is on the exact same day. So, you know, if you want to come out and just visit our table at either one of those events, I believe Ruco Pride is at Oaklands, and I think Juneteenth is up on the plaza over here at City Hall. Don't quote me on that. I'm not sure.
I have not heard.
Yeah. But anyways, we'll be at both of those events this month, and you know everyone is invited to come out and visit us there.
Okay. We have a caller. We have a caller on the line right now. Caller, go ahead.
Hello, Ed, Matt. I just wanted to tell you, Ed, thank you for having the show that is the same voice in a sea of craziness.
Well, thank you very much. Who have I got here, please? Is this Terry?
Mark Riddle.
Mark, I'm sorry. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it.
I wouldn't expect you to know the voice.
Okay.
I've just been listening to you tonight, you know, and I'm sitting here and I want to talk to all the other people that are sitting around listening but not doing anything. You know, I sit around and complain. I listen to people who have good ideas to talk about this. We all got to get involved. I mean, just like Matt's talking about, got to get candidates recruited to win some elections or, you know, we're going to continue to get run over in this state.
Yep. Sure. Absolutely. I mean, you know, it's something that I've talked about a lot. I mean, you know, for me personally, right, I started getting involved about 2 years ago, and it was just because I had that same thought, like you just said, Mark. You know, I was like, I don't know if me by myself can do anything about it, but I know if I have the thought, maybe other people have that same thought, and we have to do the work to start making the change here in Tennessee, right? I didn't feel like I could sit on the sideline any longer and not do anything about it, right? So here I am, you know. I think, Ed, you said something to me while we were off the air a little while ago. You were like, well, you've gotten pretty good at public speaking. I'm like, I don't know. I mean, you know, because I mean, seriously, you know, my tendency would to be in the background and quiet, right?
Sure.
And so it has taken a lot for me to put myself out here like this.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like this is so important, right? I feel like I am watching, you know, my home. I chose to live here in Rutherford County.
Sure.
Right. I've lived here in Rutherford County for 20 years.
Sure.
And I feel like it's going in a direction that, I mean, you know, like we talked about, right? You know, we have, you know, costs of living in Rutherford County is outpacing wages, it feels like, by a lot.
Go over that again. And Mark, I want you, Mark, you're still there, right?
I'm still here.
Please listen to this stat. I know you heard it. Go to the stat on life expectancy.
Life expectancy, yeah.
I mean, this is insane. I did not know this.
So, yeah, I was looking at life expectancy by state. And since 2014, the state of Tennessee has lost three plus years, probably closer to four, of life expectancy in the last 10 years since 2014.
Mark, did you know that?
To me,
I didn't know that either.
To me, this feels like a direct correlation. Like, when did Republicans get in charge of all of state government here in Tennessee? Like, about 2010, 2008, 2010-ish, somewhere in around that time frame. Since that point, that is 5%.
I came here in 1972 to school. And in 1989, you couldn't run in this county if you weren't a Democrat.
Yeah.
And then 2000 came along, and Al Gore and Bill Clinton said the county turned, and, you know, it became where now you can't run if you're not a Republican.
Exactly.
It's just crazy. Yeah.
Well, I told Matt that before we came in here. I've never seen such turnaround from a bunch of people that were totally, I mean, this place was cash rich. Yeah. Because of Bart Gordon, we have the Greenway today.
Yes. I mean, when Bart Gordon, before he went to Washington, when he was running the Democrat Party here.
I know. And it's just, and Kent Seiler and the whole bunch. Yeah. Mr. Bragg was down in the House of Representatives. Tommy Bragg's son was mayor here for a term or two in Murfreesboro. Yep. It was a whole different world. And people, life doesn't have to go on like this. Life expectancy shortened by more than 3 years.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That doesn't sound like a promising future to me. Now, guys, I don't know about y'all.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, man.
That old saying about putting lipstick on a pig, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. But here's the thing, too, right? You know, I know that not all of these things can be solved by local government.
I understand. Okay?
That a lot of these things are state policies or federal policies, right?
Yeah.
Well, let me correct that. A lot of these things are state policies that can be causing these issues with life expectancy. Look, the state of Tennessee could fix this probably pretty easily if they would just expand Medicaid. I mean, seriously.
Man, they're not gonna
Tennessee,
do it.
Look.
No.
I told you earlier, right?
There's part of your life expectancy.
Tim Rudd says, you know, Trump is making America like Tennessee. Tennessee leads the way in rural hospital closings, okay?
Right.
Look, here in Rutherford County, I don't think we have to worry about that. But I care about my neighbor in rural Tennessee.
I do.
Right? I care about them because now their closest hospital is a 45-minute drive away.
Exactly.
Right? 45 minutes.
Exactly.
You know.
Right.
I mean, that could be a difference between life and death. Literally. Right?
Literally.
But,
sure.
You know, like I said, a lot of this stuff can't be solved with local government, but local government can do things that can make things easier, right? One thing I always come back to and that I wish would get talked about more often. I have to give Commissioner Hope Oliver credit because she started asking that question just within the last week or two, in that, you know, free school lunch.
Free
Seriously.
School. I've been for just it all along.
Give
just to feed,
feed
the, kids.
The kids.
Just take care of
right?
them. I've been for it all along.
I don't care that a bunch of kids who don't need that benefit will get that benefit. But I am always a proponent, and I have said this time and time again, rising tides lift all boats.
We've got 1 minute, Mark. Thank you. You know, I mean.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you.
Thank you,
Mark.
So much,
appreciate
and
it.
We will be talking. Thank you, Mark Riddle. We appreciate you.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Thank you. 1 minute left. I mean, I don't know what the I've never figured that out over school lunch for kids.
Yeah.
What is the debate?
So I mean,
what is the?
It's money.
Debate.
Literally, it's money. So I
well,
think
I mean,
there
we've
are,
got all that money I, left from Medicaid. We're not going to expand that.
So I feel like on that issue, you know, I only got like 40 seconds.
That's
but
all
basically
right. But
we have.
All right. We're 51st in voting too, I believe.
51st in voting. Yeah.
Great. That's a great stat.
So, yeah. But I mean, you know, it comes down to there's a certain amount of money that the county would have to put up front to cover that cost.
Sure.
I don't know what that cost is, but to me, I feel like it would be a worthwhile investment.
Matt Fee has been our guest tonight. All of you callers, thank you. Wayne Buckingham, Jeff Neal, as always. Mark, thank you. Mark Riddle, Connor on the board. We're going to get out of here now, and I'm going to tell you what. This is Ed Raymer for the Edwin Lee Raymer Show, and until next Sunday night at 8 o'clock, I'll catch you down the road. Good night, everybody.